Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today. Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh my goodness, I have some news to share with you. It has to deal with Ime Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics. It has to do with the violation of team guidelines, and I'm going to tell you about it in a second. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. I'm being joined here by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. We have been talking about the top six list, and now I have to share with you some interesting news, unfortunately. Hey, Shep, what are you doing? Shep, I'm talking about the news. You tell, what are you doing? What happened, Shep? Hey, Shep, where you at?
I'm right here.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the news, and I don't know what's going on. I'm getting messages at the same time. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, I think we're talking about the same thing. I just wanted to make sure that you had the tweet.
Oh, I just said I'm going to tell everybody what's going on.
Got you, but I never want to assume in this business, so I just want to make sure that you had the right one. But I, knowing you, you probably did have the right one. But just in case, I wanted to make sure that you saw Shams.
Well, yeah, no, but this is what it is.
Right, I get that now, yes.
Ime Udoka was sleeping with someone in the organization.
And here I was talking up Nia Long.
Yeah, that's...
Man, do I feel like an idiot.
You don't have to feel like an idiot. Are we surprised here?
Yes, actually.
No, because, come on.
Well, he's from the Greg Popovich tree.
No. I don't give a damn what tree he's from. He's from the tree of man.
No.
Like,
you don't do
many...
that. You don't do no. that. You don't do that. I don't do that. That's not most men.
It's not most men. People, listen, man. People cheat. Men cheat. Women cheat. What's the percentage of marriages and relationships that work? Well, let's say marriages, 50%.
Well, we know the divorce rate is over 50%.
So because it's Nia Long, Ime Udoka is. My point is, it doesn't matter if it's Nia Long or Nia Blank. Like, we don't need to know, you know, who she is.
I feel bad for her.
Yes, it's
public
awful.
Humiliation. Yeah,
it is. It's terrible. I mean, come on. Well, where's Giselle at? She's in Page Six crying, and there's all these assumptions as to why is Giselle, what's her last name, Bündchen?
Bündchen, yes.
Yeah, why is Giselle outside crying? Oh, well, she must be talking to Tom Brady. This is the actual message from Shams. Celtics coach Ime Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. It's been deemed a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. Now, typically, it's a violation regardless of where the hell you work in America. But people do this all the time. People sleep with their quote-unquote subordinates, with their co-workers, with people who are close in their employ because they're close. In a lot of cases, and pre-COVID, obviously, most of us spend a lot of time, more time, away from our families than we do with them. We spend more time, a lot of us, it's a different time era, I know. Traditionally, people spend more time at the office, out in the field, than you do with your house, the people in your household, the people that you live with, if you live with anybody. Where are your kids? Kids at school. Where's your spouse? Where's your partner? Partners at work. What time do you get home? Maybe most of us, maybe not me or you, the people listening. You know, I get home, pick the kids up to get dropped off. You know, we're all in the house at, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You have some food, everybody goes to sleep. You wake up and you do it again and everybody leaves. You go to work. You look at somebody in the face for 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a day. And so this is not an excuse. It's the reality. There are a lot of people who get very close to their coworkers. And I am sure over the next 24 hours, and I know there are some sleuths out in the world right now who are going, oh, okay, you know, what female member of the team staff was Ime Udoka? Well, who was he sleeping with? I know there's going – listen, this woman, whoever she is, and let's be real here, the majority of the staff is male, they're going to be people picking apart which woman it was in a matter of how long, Shep? Like right now?
I hate the part of this business. I'm sorry, you didn't ask me this. Yes, to answer your question, I'll expand upon this in a later, but to your question about this specifically, there are people ciphering this as we speak in the millions, because this is more juicy than the Celtics getting beat in Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
Oh, this woman is going to – well, this will be on TMZ. I'm sure it's already on TMZ.
It definitely is.
It's on TMZ already?
Well, I haven't looked, but I'm going to check in 5 seconds. It'll be on TMZ.
Oh, it'll be on TMZ. And TMZ or another blog or website or news publication will identify the woman. And then, you know, Nia Long will be, unfortunately, you know, plastered all over the place. Now, she has had a relationship, the actress, longtime actress. I feel like I've been looking at Nia Long in movies and films for the better part of 30 years. She also hasn't aged in 30 years. She is a beautiful woman. And she is now going to be all over the news because of Ime Udoka. Ime Udoka, I know it's been reported and said that he's not done something that has warranted a firing, but a potential suspension. Is he going to want to coach this team? He is going to take a beating in the court of public opinion, and not just from the sports press. He's going to take a beating in the court of public opinion and the press, period, in the TMZs of the world, in the shade rooms of the world. There are people who know Nia Long who don't know a damn thing about Ime Udoka outside of, well, that's the basketball guy that she's with. Wow. I don't know how this is going to turn or end up. This is going to be a very, very long and drawn-out story.
But the person who leaked this, whether it's Brad, whether it's White, the owner, you know, the majority governor himself, they should be embarrassed and ashamed of themselves. And they just absolutely, you know what, all over a Celtics season that should have had a whole lot of promise and were ultimately favored to get back to the NBA Finals. To me, I find as much fault with them as possible. JR, this is an in-house situation. You don't leak this to a reporter to make it public.
I don't think that matters, to be honest. It really doesn't. This is the type of thing that gets out anyway. It gets out. And it's the type of thing that you want it out. You want it to get out. You want it to be controlled in such a way because it's going to be shared. And it doesn't matter. It's going to get out. You at least want to do it in a controlled way. Woj and Shams are, I don't want to call them shills because that's a little too rough, but they have garnered their time and their reputation through their relationships. They are PR. They are trusted, and they've been able to make money by, hey, General Manager X sends me this, or Owner this sends me this, and it's what they do. And so when you have news of this nature, he was going to be suspended. He was going to get punished. It was going to get out, whether it was today, tomorrow, next month, the next year. You can't keep things like this under wraps. And as we speak, it's no surprise, Nia Long is trending. Why? Because there are millions and millions of tweets right now which really only say he cheated on Nia Long. He cheated on Nia Long? Oh my God, he fumbled this with Nia Long. That is what the running thing will be for a long time. I got to be honest here. We opened up the show talking about Robert Sarver, who did something that was was despicable over the span of 20 years. He checked every box in the matter of being a jerk, and he was forced and pushed to selling the team. And now here we are at the end of the show. Well, we got about 50 minutes left talking about the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Ime Udoka, who we have found out had a consensual relationship with a staff member, a female staff member, that goes against Celtic rules, that goes against most rules. You're not supposed to sleep or have an intimate relationship with someone who you work with, especially if you are on a higher position of management. And I ain't no lawyer. I know that they don't want these relationships because they don't want lawsuits. Hey, Shep, it's very simple. Here at CBS Sports Radio, and it's a gigantic company. We got stations all over the country and this and that, and we have different markets. It's very clear, even in our own, whatever the hell you call it, HR handbook, and this is everywhere, you don't get down with an employee, especially if you happen to be management. It's a massive no-no. So it don't matter if you're the Boston Celtics or you're at the printing press right now in Wyoming. Laissez-faire, hands off, don't do it. You run the risk.
I get what you're saying. But when I was growing up, and I'm sure similar to you and most people listening right now to your show, you are told don't go to the bathroom where you eat. Insert a certain word there. We all can figure out what that word is.
Yeah, you don't poop.
Know what? Yes.
Yeah, you don't do it.
Don't do that where you eat. Now, on the other hand, if you are Ime Udoka and you are affiliated with the Boston Celtics, you have to understand you have yourself a once-in-a-lifetime coach, because he outcoached in 1 year Mr. Boy Wonder himself, Brad Stevens, in six. Okay, that goes to show you the incredible results that he was able to get within such a short time frame. If you are the Boston Celtics, how do you allow this to get out? I know you said it was inevitable, but JR, listen, if you know this is going to get out, if you really believe this is going to be leaked, you say, Ime, you got one of two choices. You can resign as the head coach, or you can do what Kobe did back in 2003 and when he manned up and he said, you know what, I cheated on my wife, I committed infidelity, I'm going to get in front of it. And you know what, there were a lot of people that understood Kobe Bryant made a drastic mistake of having an affair with someone in a hotel room, and he admitted to it, and you know what? He ended up having one of still the greatest NBA careers, and he is an icon to this day. Even if he didn't decease at the age of 41, he still would be an incredible icon. It's all because of how he handled the situation, but the Lakers allowed him to do so. Yes.
Kobe Bryant was a player. Ime Udoka is a coach.
And a great coach.
He's replaceable, okay? There's two things here. We don't know the details of how and why, all right? So who it got leaked or what, we don't know. This stuff moves like this, and it's not a coincidence that this took place in the evening time and the night, because I'm pretty sure they had plenty of discussions and maybe sat down and had a dinner. When things like this get out, they get out, and it's difficult to quote-unquote get ahead of it. It really is.
Someone leaked the shams, JR.
Well, we don't know the details, okay? To sit down and say, well, let's call a press conference in the morning and get ahead of it, that the world doesn't work like that anymore. I mean, it's forget the game of telephone. It's 2022. It's not like, oh, well, let's keep this under embargo and we have 24 hours before we can call a press conference in the afternoon. No, if you set a press conference at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., the news will be broke before then. And so the world is not that simple. And so to think that, why did they leak this news? It was going to get out anyway. The backlash was going to be there anyway. Whether you got punched in the mouth now or later, you still got punched in the mouth. That's what has taken place. It don't matter how the news got there, it's there. The response was not going to be any different. Ime Udoka is a great coach. He took the Celtics to the NBA Finals with a young squad, a young group. One of the key players, we had Marcus Smart on the show last week, and here we are a week later, and we're talking about, well, he's going to be suspended now. How long is he going to be suspended? He's going to get destroyed in the court of public opinion. And this is not to say that the Celtics want to give the man the boot. Even the early reports from Woj and Shams, we see that the Celtics are not in a rush to tell Ime Udoka, hey, hit the skids, you're gone. They're going to suspend him. I'm sure there might be a monetary fine. Maybe he doesn't get paid. I'm sure that will be a part of it. But from his perspective, is this something that he'll bounce back from? You use an example of Kobe, and you talk about, atoning and apologizing and still went on to be great. Kobe is a once-in-a-lifetime, and he's a player. I don't care who it is. Ime Udoka has not done enough for a long enough time to, quote-unquote, be Teflon in that regard, where he just, I'm just kicking up daisies and I can stick around. I want to know what this will look like and sound like, how big or how large of a distraction this is. I wouldn't be shocked, even in this early process, if Udoka says, man, I gots to go. Y'all want to suspend me for half a year or I need to go away for a year and come back. This is going to be and already is a distraction for a team that wants to compete for a championship, a team that went and was right there knocking on the door for a championship. And so Ime Udoka, yeah, there are a lot of cliches that I can use. He was thinking with the wrong head and he did this and he did that. And now Nia Long is trending because Ime Udoka, people are like, wow, you cheated on Nia Long with one of your staffers. And I guess it'll be a matter of, a month, 2 months, 6 months before Nia Long is sitting down with Jada Pinkett Smith on Red Table Talk saying that I loved Ime and this and that. And maybe she stays with him. Maybe she leaves. We have no idea. But the NBA, on the coach's side, thank you, Ime Udoka, and we have entered into the world of Jerry Springer. I want to tell you, anyone who is just tuning in, this has been a quote-unquote, pardon the pun, this has been a slow trickle of news this evening. First of all, Wojciechowski, he shares with us that Ime Udoka, an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. That was 2 hours ago. We found out about 30 minutes ago via Shams that these organizational misdeeds happen to be of a intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. To the shock and surprise of no one, Shams also says it's been deemed a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. Yes, you as a manager, as one of the bosses, as the coach, you're not supposed to be sleeping, having an intimate relationship with a staffer. The fact that he has an intimate relationship with Nia Long certainly doesn't help the situation, and this is Jerry Springer in the NBA. Robert Sarver, for a different reason, to a different extreme, to Ime Udoka, who has brought this to the doorstep of the Boston Celtics. And this is just the beginning. This is just the open. And what a distraction for the Celtics as they get ready to reconvene and compete for a championship with their head coach getting ready to be suspended. Disaster City. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Udoka. Intimate relationship with a staff member. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks so much. I really admire you and your show. You do such a good job, and these questions are real important.
Hey, what do you say, JR, man? I love what you do, and, you know, just keep doing it, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The song that's playing in the background. The Snoop Dogg. You might know it, maybe you don't. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. It's Snoop Dogg. I can't deliver the lyrics here. Guess who's back in the house with a... I can't do it. We were supposed to be talking about positivity. I gave you a top six list of individuals, superstar athletes, who are easy to root for. But then you know what supersedes that? News, like breaking news. And so thank God no one passed. Everything is okay in that regard. But over the course of 2 hours, we learned that head coach of the Boston Celtics, Ime Udoka, he was going to be in trouble. And then we got no details. He violated some type of team protocol, and very vague from Woj, we had no idea. And about 40 minutes ago, Shams, he just blew the lid off, and he says Ime Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff. It's been deemed a violation of the franchise's code of conduct. This is pretty much a violation code of conduct in any working environment. Don't sleep with your coworkers because things can get messy. And please, if you happen to be a member of management, which Ime Udoka is, please don't sleep with anyone because you might open us up for a lawsuit. Don't do it. And so Ime Udoka has done it. Something that takes place everywhere, all the time, all over, not forget North America, the world, the work, any place. And in a general sense, and this is something else that's trending, you may not know all of this. You might know Udoka as head coach of the Celtics. He's also been involved with a celebrity for years that predates even his time as a member of the Celtics. I don't know how long he's been with actress Nia Long. It's been a long time. Sorry, but it has been a long time, Nia Long. And so here he is. He gets the job, has an amazing season with the Celtics. They go to the NBA Finals. They're knocking on the door. And then we get this distraction right before camp. And so the punishment for Ime Udoka is being decided right now. And he is going to take a beating. He's taking a beating right now in the court of public opinion. Nia Long is trending. How are you cheating with Nia Long? You screwing up your life, you're sleeping with a staffer, and you got Nia Long at home? People cannot believe it. Believe it. It happens every day. You could have the most beautiful woman. You could have the ugliest woman. You could have the most beautiful husband, ugliest. People cheat. It happens all the time. So I don't think anybody should be surprised there. It's just high profile. This is going to happen again in a few years. The NBA is just Jerry Springer right now. This sucks for the Celtics. It sucks for their fans. What the hell is WEEI going to sound like in the morning? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Shep, what are they going to talk about on EEI?
Oh, man, they're going to talk about how just they're going to talk about the biggest coaching disaster that the Boston Celtics have ever seen. And we're talking about a team that featured Jim O'Brien. And if you don't know who Jim O'Brien is, my point exactly.
Yeah, he ain't there no more. Now Ime got the job.
Right.
And Brad Stevens had the job and he went upstairs. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855. The hell is it? I can't even think. Nia Long. Nia Long. It's Nia Long. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, Shep, as usual, great show. The Robert Sarver thing. Now, did I hear it right? Are they forcing him to sell the team?
Well, he's not being forced
Donald
to sell
Sterling
the team.
Donald Sterling style, or
no? He's not being forced. He quote
okay.
He is volunteering because there's no he does not come out in this situation without being a massive distraction and a detriment. And if he did not decide to sell, ultimately there would be more sponsors. It would be bad for everyone.
Right, because as you say, the money drives it all, and
yes.
Every sport it's what drives it. It's what has made it. It's also what has ruined it in a way. This all-consuming, run for the dollars.
It is.
We could say that
it is a business.
In life.
It is a business.
Yes,
the purpose of a business is to make money. So, but go ahead.
Yes, but that, well, this gets to the most recent that's broke on your show, so to speak, is. If they really have ethics, all right, like you were saying, CBS Radio, they have policy, I'm sure, that says JR does not sleep with, his underlings. In my company, I cannot sleep with my, underlings. And therefore, like you say, he's in a position of management, and he has slept with a staff member, underling, a subordinate, whatever terminology you would like to use.
Yeah, I don't like underling.
Give me a straight trip to HR and out the door.
Right. It's
so
correct.
If Boston would like to prove that they have ethics in their business dealings, then they probably should at least suspend him, if not march him out the door.
Well, that was the first thing that was reported, is that he will be suspended. It's just a matter of the length of the punishment. And so since all of this is so still brand new and fresh, we don't have the details. It's going to be a trickle out. The same way that this was initially a vague story, and then it went from a vague story to, oh, yeah, well, he slept with one of his staffers. What the suspension is going to be the next thing to drop. And even before that, we probably already have sleuths who over the next, I don't know, in some dark, deep hole on the internet and soon to be widely blasted out, people will say Ami Udoka slept with her. That's what's coming next. And this is Jerry. Nia Long. And then there's Nia Long. It could have been anybody. It could have been any woman, any relationship, but it's Nia Long, a celebrity in her own right. People who know basketball, they know both of them, some of them. Some people only know Udoka. Some people know Nia Long and don't know who the hell this guy is. Wild story, man. Wilbur is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. Good to talk to you again. Let me ask you something. You say he slept with a staffer, and he's a head coach, just left the NBA Finals. If you're in the building where the Boston Celtics actually play at, and you and this young lady, which I just heard you say was consensual, I mean agreed upon between both of the adults, and they take it 10 miles to a hotel, are you under those same guidelines?
Yeah, you don't stop being an employee. You don't stop being under contract. That doesn't stop. I mean, part of the job in the working environment for someone who works in sports is to travel. So it doesn't, I mean, it's not like Ami Udoka is working at FedEx, and then, he leaves the front door, and then he's done working. It doesn't work that way.
But a FedEx driver is a FedEx driver 7 days.
I'm not talking about a driver.
I'm just trying to make a comparison.
Yeah, but no, it's not comparable to any job. The fact is, he does not stop being an employee. He doesn't stop being a manager when he leaves. He could walk out TD Garden. He doesn't stop being the manager or coach on the Celtics. He could be in the team hotel. He doesn't stop being the manager or the coach. It doesn't stop.
So that doesn't even in the off season, you said that the rules.
Yes,
still
the man is still. Yeah, this is. I don't listen. When I turn the microphone off. When Shep turns my microphone off. Simple question. do I stop being JR of CBS Sports Radio?
No, I couldn't understand that, but I'm seeing him like this is more of a serious situation, and it was being compared to that of Kobe Bryant, which I think is totally different, because Kobe Bryant was accused of a crime.
Yes, we know that. So what are you bringing it up for?
No. Trust me, I'm a diehard Kobe Bryant fan, but I heard y'all say it, and that's why I was trying to compare apples to oranges, but
in a different context. So what is your ultimate point about Ame Udoka?
Well, I was just confused. I've never been in that kind of position of authority, and I was just kind of asking, did it stop at the front door of the Boston Celtics going to the park and like getting your car, and y'all agreed to meet down the road? One thing leads to another.
Here's the thing, Wilbur. We don't know those details yet. I'm sure, unfortunately, they will come out.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter. Because he does not stop being the head coach.
Okay. That's the clarification I was looking for.
Yep, absolutely.
And I would hate to see such a young, superstar-headed coach, man, because I'm sure this is going on in other places, but it just probably hasn't gotten out.
Well, it's going on. Listen, let me tell you something, Wilbur. Somebody right now, this second, somebody listening to us have this conversation. Somebody is with someone that they don't have any business with being in a car right now, okay?
Yeah.
So it happens. And if you're with somebody right now, it ain't none of my business. Do you? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a wild story. And this is just the beginning, scratching the surface.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Okay. So Ime Udoka was sleeping with a staffer and... Hey, Shep, so... He's been with Nia Long for how long now?
Apparently 12 years too long now.
And they have a child together as well.
For over a decade, JR.
So they have someone who's 10 years old, at minimum, a kid. Okay.
This is going to sound very superficial.
Uh-oh.
Nia Long still looks like she could play a 30-year-old actress. She is flat out objectively gorgeous and an incredibly successful woman. This has shame and dismay and classlessness written all over it, and yet the Celtics are the biggest losers in all of this.
Yeah, the organization has to deal with this nonsense. This is a decision and choice that he made along with one of his staffers, and they say it was consensual, but still, these are the type of things that just can really bring any organization down. I don't care what area of business you operate or work in, this is why it's not encouraged. And you might recall, Udoka is just appreciated by his players. When they beat the Bucks earlier in this year in the playoffs, Jaylen Brown talked about Udoka and how much of a leader that he is. Just take a listen to this.
Fantastic. For a first-year coach, you know, it's almost, I feel like it's unheard of. You know, his level of poise, his level of confidence never changed. Even when we were down, you know, 2-1, or when we were down 3-2, like you could tell in the look in his eyes that we were going to win this series. We just needed to handle our business. And, you know, sometimes you can get in those moments and go away from everything or start to make over adjustments. And he didn't. Like, we maintained our poise, we maintained our head, kept our confidence, and found a way to win the series. Mm.
855-212-4CBS. We did have a top six tonight. We talked about some of the biggest superstar athletes who are easy to root for. Had Giannis Antetokounmpo at number one on the list. If you missed it, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But let's get some of your calls in before we roll out here. Eric is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS.
Hey, JR. Big fan of the show. First time caller.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to say Sidney Crosby. I'm from Pennsylvania, but he does, not only is he a great player, but he does a lot of unpublicized visits to the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, and he always says the right thing. He's just a great human being.
Okay. Thank you, Eric, for calling from PA. Appreciate you, man. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Alex Ovechkin, ever since he was drafted in 2004, they missed the first season 2004, 2005 because of the lockout. But I like his exuberance and his little boy attitude, you know. And he married a top-notch model, too. And he's 37. He's 114 goals shy of Wayne Gretzky. I'm really rooting for him. I don't think he's going to make it because he's long in the tooth. But I'm really rooting for him. He could make it, but I'm not. If I'm handicapping him, I would say he's not going to make it. But I was so happy with when he won the 2018 Stanley Cup because he was chasing for a long time.
Alan. Okay, Alan, okay, we know his resume. Hold on a second. There are a lot of people, I must tell you, that are not a fan, and you are, that's perfectly fine, of Alex Ovechkin. And I think some of the reasons happen to be more so his political leanings to, I don't know, the man who runs Russia. So I get it, understand where you're coming from, but he is in some cases a controversial figure. For some of the things that he has said or he has not been willing to say.
I don't like to delve in politics. I just like to delve in the game itself. You know,
I'd like to put it aside.
You know,
that's fine. That doesn't change the realities of his reputation. You know, I think you look at any of these athletes or players. I'm talking about what they do and their reputation away from the field, and so. It's not so much about the politics. It's just a fact. You know, everything is so politicized and political. Well, he supports someone who's, he's pretty wild. I'll leave it there. Merlin, caller from Oklahoma City. Go ahead.
JR, young man, let me tell you something about this show of yours.
Well, Merlin, we're on limited time. What do you have to say? But wait, hold on. What do you have to say either about Ime Udoka or an athlete? I didn't get off topic. Joe is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, JR, man. How you been tonight?
Very well, thank you.
You're sounding pretty good. I was just wanting to know, you know, everybody has been in a relationship like that at work or something because you have Bill Clinton giving a cigar, Monica Lewinsky. And, you know, that you can't go any higher up in a chain of officials or owners or anything than to be in a position and get caught in your office with a woman.
So you said everybody has been in this position? You say everybody, you sure about that?
I'm saying not everybody. I'm saying not everybody, like okay. Not me, but I'm just saying people in positions to get caught and – it doesn't matter what position you hold. You're going to get caught if you're playing around.
Well, it's a little easier to punish or get rid of Ime Udoka because he's an employee. He wasn't someone who was voted in and needs to be impeached. His employer can terminate him if they should choose, but they're going to go ahead and suspend him.
Yeah, I understand a suspension. And just like the owner of the New England Patriots. He was down in Florida. He was in a brothel.
I'm sorry. It was an interesting giggle there. Yeah, we know what took place with Robert Kraft. He actually Yeah, he was in a little bit deeper of a legal situation where there were charges kind of pressed against him, and then they were thrown out because the evidence was not permissible. A little bit different. Ame Udoka was here in a consensual relationship with someone who was not his partner. And, it's real simple. You get a job. You know the rules. You don't go by the rules. You get punished. It's simple as that. And so this is going to be a very, very messy situation. Hey, Shep, you're going to be gone for a couple of days, huh?
I am, sir. But I know that there's nothing messy about your shows, for sure. And I'm sorry you had to get dealt this hand at 1 o'clock in the morning because Shams wants to be the first on everything.
Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
I hear you.
Hey, when is your birthday, man?
February 19th.
Your birthday's in February?
Yes, sir.
Your birthday's in February?
Yeah.
The hell are we doing here? I thought your birthday was coming up.
No. No, but some could look at it and say, I mean, I get to work with you on a daily basis. Like, what more of a birthday is that, right?
What type of crap is that? That doesn't make sense.
I was just trying to make up for your blunder thinking my birthday was soon. I'm trying to look out for you here. So, you know.
Oh, my apologies.
Because, you know, you and I, you know, we work together and we want each other's success, unlike the Celtics who just want to destroy each other and decimate each other and, feed each other to the wolves.
One of our callers said, he used the word underlings. Hey, there ain't no underlings here at CBS Sports Radio. Are there underlings anywhere, Shep? There are no underlings, right?
Of course not. No, radio is the highest form of life.
Hey, Shep, I'm going to miss you, man. I'll catch you on Monday.
Appreciate
but
you,
I'll be
John.
Here tomorrow, so don't worry, people. Hey, Shep, enjoy your time. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Ain't no underlings, okay? I'm done. But Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's awesome.
Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today. Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today.
What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? How about 40? Get part-time or full-time help with a virtual assistant from The Room. Trusted by entrepreneurs, executives, even busy families. The Room's virtual assistants are trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Work smarter, delegate more, and get your time back. You have a lot more podcasts to listen to. Visit trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Your neighborhood Ashley store has all the styles, selection, and value you'll need to invite fall in this season. Find furniture you'll love by shopping locally or visit ashley.com today.